Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com, and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Okay, explain offshore banking.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about the Panama Papers because we're hearing that story in the news. It has been everywhere. There were 11.5 million documents that were released from a Panamanian law firm called Mossack Fonseca, and they specialize in offshore accounts and tax shelters. Now, just to give you a sense of this leak, remember Edward Snowden, who leaked the documents to the FBI, you know, the documents, the U.S. documents?
Right.
There were 58,000 of those. There are 11.5 million of these.
Oh my God.
We don't know who leaked them. They were given to a German newspaper. And then there were so many files, the German newspaper shared them with something called the International Consortium of Investigative Journalism. And they've spent the last year reading them.
And what's in these papers?
So they actually showed that the ways numerous individuals, lots, have exploited secretive offshore accounts. And these accounts are to hide accounts, to not pay taxes. It lists lots and lots of people, including 12 current and former national leaders, 12 current and former national leaders who have ties to this money. There are 143 politicians, their families, close associates, and we're talking people from around the world, from the president of Russia to the prime minister of Iceland, who just resigned
last week.
Yeah.
And the other thing about it, I always ask myself, how do these, it's like Bad Guys Are Us. Mm-hmm. There's members of the Japanese mafia, the Sicilian mafia, Russian mafia, weapons dealers, drug dealers, and pedophiles all on the list. So this is, you know, a really shocking, shocking finding.
Is it shocking?
Yeah, because it's never been
released. We've always known this, right?
But no one's ever seen it. This data goes back to the 70s.
So, I remember seeing it on The Wire.
This is the real deal, though. This isn't television.
Television is real.
Television.
I go with him on this, Melody.
I won't even go off on the tangent, but these are real people who are running governments right now, who are using these offshore accounts either for asset protection, to run overseas businesses, to be able to have the money be untouchable in a legal dispute. They aren't necessarily illegal accounts. That's the one thing I want to stress. Just because they're offshore does not mean they are illegal. Some of the sizes of money in these accounts, given the people, just leads you to questions. If you're a current or former government official and you have tens of millions of dollars in an account, but you've been on government pay, you know, what does that mean? So that it just raises lots and lots and lots of questions. And a lot of these people do have these accounts for tax sheltering. But interestingly, so far, no American names have been released.
Wow.
Yeah, which is pretty remarkable. Now, that doesn't mean they won't be,
right,
because they said they have lots more documents that are coming. They're releasing more information in May.
In May. So some people are waiting around on tender hooks, just waiting to see if their names, because they probably know that it's going to come out, right?
Right. That's the big question. But there are one thing that is coming out of this calls for international laws to close these banking loopholes and bring greater transparency to the international banking system so this isn't possible.
Speaking of money, I'm following your advice this week. I saw you on CBS Sunday Morning.
Cash?
I'm doing cash all week. I'm not sure. Yesterday was just the first day. I'm going to try to do
it's
without
hard
using...
to do, right?
It is hard. Without Tom Chia suggesting...
We forget how we've relied on credit cards and debit cards. And
that's what she said. Just go strictly cash?
Do a cash week.
Just for a week. You know, just to see how you spend differently.
And you do. You immediately you can see the difference.
I do it all the time.
Well, because you have the cash. Some of us.
Most people are walking, 8 out of 10 Americans walking around with less than $50 in their wallet. And just 14% of our purchases are made with cash.
Yeah.
14%. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm gonna do the week for you.
All right.
And
let's
for
see
me.
How you do.
Okay.